The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Fitucci of Proxy Freedom. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management with special emphasis on retirement planning.
Inflation may be easing, but the U.S. economy isn't out of the woods yet. As Fitch warns of possible bank downgrades, home builder sentiment slides as increased mortgage rates hit a 22-year high, and Union Square may likely lose a legacy retailer after 166 years in the city because of out-of-control crime and homelessness. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, 30-plus year financial manager and author, Pat Fitucci, and I am Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, some troubling news, certainly in relationship to not only ongoing concerns about what the Fed may do next in terms of interest rates, but then to know first Moody's, now Fitch with downgrades. How much of a concern should this be for investors, particularly looking at the banking sector?
Yeah, Craig, it's a collection of really not good news. We thought we were on kind of a roll here the last couple of months. The markets were doing great. But now with inflation ticking up again, mortgage rates hitting 7.16, Craig. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. What, 18 months ago, they were 2.5 or almost 3%. So it's now more than doubled, which does not bode well for the housing building industry as a whole. And then your comment about the retailer leaving, that would be Gumps. Gumps has kind of been the poster child for longevity and good retailing. Not sure when San Francisco is going to wake up. They didn't do anything with Nordstrom's announcing and a whole host of other retailers leaving the city. It's really sad to see one of our pearls of cities in this country, San Francisco, just go through this horrible period. And there appears to be little to no activity from the government to counter some of these big, big issues. And it was once a beautiful city with a low crime and was a magnet for giant conferences to come, filling all the hotel rooms and all the restaurants. It breaks my heart. We've been doing a little bit of traveling. And it's kind of nationally and internationally known that San Francisco's going through this terrible period. And so it becomes almost an embarrassment to identify where you're from. Heretofore, we used to be kind of proud. Yeah, we live near San Francisco, and it's got this and it's got that. It's a charming city with great restaurants and great views. And so I think we need an abrupt change in the way things are being run in the city. And, you know, it's not too far from the whole state. The whole state is going through some serious issues. You saw it in L.A., crash and grab. Nordstrom's down in L.A. had something like 25 people come in and stealing expensive handbags and jewelry, et cetera. When there's no ramifications, Craig, sadly, we're going to continue to see this. But this is a financial show, right? And we can't get into the politics. But the politics affects the financial markets. We know San Francisco financially is hurting. A lot of companies moving out of the city, moving out of the state. And so there's the financial tie-in that we're all concerned about, that this needs to be reversed.
I think, too, Pat, is the loss of retail jobs. It's difficult enough, as we've talked over the decades now, about the influence of online retailing, big organizations like Amazon coming in and competing directly with local retailers. Then, of course, more recently, we went through the impact of COVID. And just as local retailers, small businesses, restaurants begin to recover, in comes this huge uncontrolled crime wave. You point to the smash and grab mob style attack on Nordstrom's. They walked away with $300,000 worth of goods. And of course, the likelihood of ever recovering or bringing any of these people to justice is slim to none. It almost seems as if retailers must feel like there's a target on their back, which then makes me wonder, if all of those jobs get lost, where do people shift to? I mean, does everybody go to work in the retail industry for Amazon?
Yeah, it's a shift that no one saw this coming. But having said that, we're now seeing Costco and Home Depot talking about holiday sales. I'm talking about Christmas, Craig. Their holiday sales are up incredibly over prior years. Even Shopify says the sale of ornaments last month was up over 25%. And seasonal village sets and accessories up about 240%.
So Christmas in July.
I should probably give you my Christmas list because I want to give you enough time to buy my presents.
Right? It's going
to
take a while. I need a head start.
Here it is August and people buy Christmas trees and ornaments. I don't know. I'm still looking for a bathing suit. Am I behind the times? I don't know.
Apparently so, at least according to local retailers. I mean, it's encouraging that it may mean and suggest that we might have a robust Christmas sales season, which would help local retailers. But it continues to beg the question in terms of the overall situation going on within that overall sector. And ultimately, if there are still downward pressures on the economy vis-a-vis ongoing challenges related to inflation and the Fed continuing to raise the overnight interest rate, it's almost as if there's a good news, bad news sector converging at every aspect of the economy, which has got to drive investors absolutely nuts.
All the old signals that we used to track, they're kind of confusing all the financial analysts because the leading and lagging indicators are not telling the story like historically they have. Here, retail sales in July, Craig, up 0.7%. It's the biggest increase in 6 months. So we get this confluence of positive and negative things. And sometimes you scratch your head and say, where did this come from? Wholesale prices were up 0.3% in July. It's the biggest jump since January, and they're expecting the numbers to go up. The producer pricing numbers this morning from the Labor Department shows that services led the increase, including the cost of portfolio management and transportation. So we've got some real indicators that are confusing at best, and you scratch your head and say, what's driving some of these issues? The big thing I think we're beginning to see that I think has long-term, big, meaningful tail is that China, or even President Biden called it a ticking time bomb, their economy is doing very, very poorly. They're allegedly closing factories. And this goes back to, I think, the origin of the change was when President Trump added that 25% tariff, which was long overdue. It should have been done 20 years ago. You know, we were charging them 2% and they were charging us 25%. So Trump did one good thing in his term and Biden kept it. And so now we're seeing manufacturing in a big, big way return to guess what country? The good old US of A. And so we've got this return of not just the semiconductors, but autos and a lot of other industries. The cost of shipping goods and services from China back to USA is kind of reversing itself. And so guess what? The unemployment rate for young people in China is 25%. So while it's the second largest economy, they're really going into a deflation area and they're just going to go through a much slower growth with stagnated consumer prices and wages while the rest of the world deals with inflation. So China is going to be the big, big issue, I think, in the next year or two or three, based on the numbers that we're seeing coming out. So, and again, it's filtered information, Craig. You know, it's always subject to what they want us to hear. Nevertheless, I think it's a big driving force. There was talk of China taking over the number one economy in the world in just the next couple, 3 years. I think that's been postponed a lot.
Pat, with so much going on, we've talked about the retail sector. At the end of the day, for the moment, though, what do you see as one of the biggest worries putting downward pressure potentially on the economy?
I guess the big issue for us is the Fitch rating, possible downgrades on lots of banks, certainly on the government's rating dropping a month ago. So we've got to get our act together in terms of this debt issue. And you and I have talked about this, Craig, for 30 years. The politicians think it's not a sexy topic to talk about paying down the debt. And, you know, when the debt interest rate was 2% a year and a half ago, and now it's 7+, that's a big line item on the government's budget. So we've got to really look at that. And I hope the next presidential election, there's some politicians that have the courage to say we need to address the debt issue.
Pat, I'm curious, how much potential impact, what is the real significance of Fitch making this warning in light of recent events in the banking sector, specifically Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic Bank, both facing some pretty serious spanking from regulators and eventually getting absorbed into other banks? Does this suggest that there's greater weakness in the sector than we first thought? And there had been, post-2008, a stress test that was required of all banks to make sure that they had the ability to weather a storm, be there some kind of a financial risk or challenge that they were facing. Has the banking sector loosened regulations to the point where that no longer is in play?
You know, you would think so, because now we're talking about over 70 banks being subject to this potential downgrade. And we all know the foundation of most banks is mortgaging and participating in real estate, office buildings, apartment buildings, industrial buildings. Well, we know a lot of the cities in this country, the young folks are still working from home. I remember back in the 80s when the oil crisis hit, they would call the buildings in Houston see-throughs. They had these 20, 30-story buildings, and you could see right through them because all the floors were completely empty. Well, we're kind of going through that see-through period again, where these giant office buildings, once housed lots of tech workers and others, are now working from home or a much reduced workforce needing cubicles. Who funded all those big, beautiful buildings? Banks. Look at two hotels in San Francisco just in the last couple of months, handed the keys back to the bank and said, sorry, we can't cover our mortgage. So when banks have to take back properties, that's not the business they're in. So they tend to unload them at fractions on the dollar. That just gets right down to their Fitch ratings. Companies like JP Morgan, et cetera. Every bank is affected by it. But if you've got banks with an inordinate percentage of their investments in office buildings, as an example, it's not going to be a pretty ending.
So at the end of the day, Pat, we have sort of this intersection taking place between decreased occupancy rates, in part because companies are downsizing, more workers are working from home, companies are going out of business, so there's a lower demand for commercial space. All at the same time, there's a bigger demand for residential housing. Some cities have even considered maybe we're going to convert office buildings into apartment dwellings. Now that that's beginning to soften, what's the overall message here that investors looking at retirement planning need to be mindful of?
The technical term we use is sector rotation. We're rotating in and out of areas of the economy that we think will be favorable or unfavorable. So for the last 18 months, we've been what we call dollar cost averaging, decreasing our exposure to certain sectors of the economy while participating and increasing in areas that we think will be more productive. Leisure and travel, for example, have been performing wonderfully. Why? It's the end of COVID. People are flocking to cruises and travel, and airlines and hotel entertainment industries are booming. Las Vegas and the like are screaming with lots of revenue coming in. So you've got to take that 30,000-foot view when you look at investing and say, okay, if banks are struggling, the office market is not looking strong, you've got to start taking steps. You know, we talk about don't invest and forget. Well, that's exactly what we do in our world, is look at the macro view, look at the micro view, and you've got to take the risks of understanding where those leading and lagging indicators are going towards. And failure to do that, sitting on your thumbs and doing nothing, is a recipe for poor performance.
There has been such a critical paradigm shift in these markets over the last 6 months to 18 months to 24 months. And for some people that have said, well, Pat, you don't understand. I set up my 401k. I don't know what all this means. I made some choices. They seemed to look good at the time. Frankly, there are quarters in which I'm afraid to even open up my statement, so I just kind of stick it in the drawer. What's the investor simply planning for retirement to do? How do they respond to all of this? How do they know what aspects of the market they need to be rolling out of and rolling into?
You know, Craig, sadly, people are busy, right? Your pressure's on your work, and you've got the kids, and you're looking after mom and dad, and you may even want to get around the golfing once in a while. But to open your 401k statement, Craig, it's not fun. It's sitting on the dining room table. I'm going to get to it next week. Understandably, people get frustrated because it's not a 10-minute decision-making. Sometimes it's hours and hours of reviewing and understanding and having the passion and ability to understand some of the stuff. I mean, you can fall asleep reading those 100 pages of onion skin style paper that you wake up and you've got drool on the next 20 pages are stuck together, right? So obviously it's a plug for our firm here. The important thing is making decisions on what to do. We don't just analysis paralysis. We're actually executing on some ideas that simply suggest where the markets are going. I have no idea exactly where the markets are going. And then a crisis comes in and changes the whole thing. But you've got to keep your finger on the pulse and execute some decisions and dollar cost average out of one area and move into another area, or you get stuck with this mentality that sadly doesn't always work out to be the best financial plan.
So for folks who invested and forgot or are paralyzed by fear, tell us how Proxy can help.
Well, we've got lots of offices around the Bay Area. We conduct a one-hour free consultation. We kind of understand what you're doing. We kind of elaborate on how our plan works. You decide to hire us or not, and we're on the job making decisions on your behalf. We're a fee-based firm, so the better we do for us, the better we do for you. Give us a call. We'd be glad to spend an hour with you understanding your legacy plans, your financial plans, your retirement planning, your cash flow, how your assets are positioned, what are your expense ratios. All those things are important to document. And at the end of probably an hour or so, we can give you a pretty good idea of you're in good shape, bad shape. Are you on the right trajectory for getting to be where you want to be in X number of years? You want to retire in 5 years? Okay, let's look at the pattern of behavior and project what it's going to look like and what your cash flow is going to be at that moment in time. And can you afford to retire? Or do you have to move to Arkansas or Portugal or Costa Rica? So it's a real eye-opening, friendly visit. There's no pressure. We've been doing this a lot of years, and we leave friends. Whether you hire us or not, we've made another friend.
To take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review in any of the Bay Area offices, simply call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or if you prefer, you can also schedule your appointment easily online. Simply go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. While there, you can take advantage of all kinds of wonderful resources, including a number of retirement planning calculators to help you along the way on the road to retirement. Again, call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE or go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area's offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Proxy Freedom, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.